make contact with the enemy, you go from the most horrible boredom, I mean just absolute deathly boredom, to absolutely the other extreme, the most intense continual excitement I've ever known in my life. I'm not sure how to describe the energy you would feel and the excitement you would feel. However you felt about it in terms of being scared or liking it or disliking it or whatever, the excitement was there, I think, for everybody. You couldn't go through combat and remain detached. It was the idea of someone shooting at you. Someone was trying to kill you. You were trying to kill someone. You were using that finger to try to take someone's life.
No. you, baby. In the dark of night, I dig you, baby. When the sun shines bright, I dig you, baby. From dusk till dawn, now there's a hole in my front lawn. I dig you, baby, with one desire, and that's to make you my vampire. I dig you, baby, and that's the truth. I brought you some wolfbane and a baby Ruth. I dig you, baby, so please be mine. Say you'll be Mrs. Frankenstein. We'll marry, baby, and find a flat, a gloomy tomb with a private bat. I dig your brother, who's a Harvard man. Let's visit him whenever we can. We'll fly to the campus, it isn't very far. He isn't in a classroom, they keep him in a jar. I dig you, baby, so don't be cruel. We'll rock and roll when the moon is full. But I know I can't make you swoon. You dig the creature from the Black Lagoon. So goodbye, baby, here's where we part. It's like driving a stake right through my heart.
Did you say stake? I'll have my medium rare.
No, no, it's not that kind of steak. Oh, why do I always get the hungry ones?
Oh, sky, spit fire and rain. I part the waters with mine own hands. I own your souls and I own your brain. Dead of night, when everything is quiet, there's a blast of lightning, and the righteous will fall in the fading light of my deluded mind. There's a light in the darkness, and the righteous will fall. Everybody wants the righteous. Drown the pharaohs in the sea.
Very soon, Groundhog will appear. His shadow we may see. The King of Kings, Lord of Lords, shall reign forevermore. Soon the ice and snow will melt beneath the springtime sun. The birds will sing, the flowers will bloom. The fish will soon be caught. King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, shall reign forevermore. Soon the cowboys will ride again across the desert they do go. Ride toward the sunset's even glow. Yes, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, shall reign forevermore. As we see far away across the desert they do come. Now we see the riders of the purple seas. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, shall reign forevermore. Bearded wheat points toward the sky. The corn grows tall and green. Soon the harvest time will come. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, shall reign forevermore. The six-gun law has long since passed. The lions roar, the cows howl, the eagles fly away. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, shall reign forevermore. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
I can't remember what did I ever do. And I was love before the day I ever met you. Cause you gave me a kiss and you stole my heart away, leaving me with nothing more to do but say, you captured my soul and I lost all control. My arms are empty without you to hold. Cause I once was lost, but you showed me the way. Leave me with nothing more to do but say, and I would have nothing if I didn't have you. Time would stand still and my heart would break in two. Cause I'm just a fool who's in love with you. And making love to you is all that I wanna do.
Two. Independencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
Yeah, it's on Valencia Radio Monday 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zod.
Day you're growing old.
Channel, Rick.
Wait a minute, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, want to do another?
One more. I'm ready.
All right, I'm ready. It's growing.
Hurry up. Where's the music?
Sing, are you ready? Sing.
Hey, well, I need some music. Right, you know, I got to get my train in the morning, and I got to support my wives in an alimony, and I can't.
Oh, why don't everybody just shut up now?
Hey,
why don't everybody just shut up?
Hey, huh? You're really nice guys, you know that?
Hey! Buckets of water. Buckets of pain. So many buckets that I can't explain. Paint your house dirty gray. Water your flowers on a rainy day. Cause you never know. Grubby dungarees are out of step. Turn to the left, now turn to the right. Grubby dungarees are out of sight. Cause you never know. Smoke your cigarette, Mr. Smith. You know cancer is a myth. Alligator in your chicken soup. Doop da doop da doop da doop.
It was about a year and a half ago, I guess, when we's in the city for a convention where they's gonna show us some new products and all. Well, we finished up about supper time, and I got me some to eat quick like, and thought I'd head out and do some exploring, seeing how I might not come here again for quite a spell. Well, I got to walking, and I want to tell you that I done seen every kind of place you could imagine. I did. There was a place for eating, a place for drinking, a place for dancing, and just about everything I can think. But there's this one place that seemed kind of curious. I could hear the music playing from outside, and it wasn't like the music we used to back home. I mean, I couldn't hear a fiddle, nor banjo, nor steel guitar anywhere to be heard. Now, it was loud and thumping, and there's a big muscly fella sitting outside, and he says, "Friend, come on in." I says, "I believe I will." Then he tells me it's going to be $10. I says, $10 for what? And he says that's for the cover charge and your first drink. I says, "In that case, I believe I'll have me a big arm." Well, friends, I walked inside, and I want to tell you that I ain't never seen such a place in all my days. They was men sitting around and smoking cigars and hooting and a-hollering, and pretty gals walking around carrying drinks and wearing the skimpiest little things, and I don't know what all. Then I looked up and I seen on a big stage, like the kind at the state fair, a pretty little number wearing nothing but a smile and some of them big old high heel boots. She was. Now she's wiggling around and dancing, and the men, they's giving her dollars, which is kind of silly like, because she doesn't have no place to put them. Well, I looked over and I says to the fella next to me, I says, "Where have I stumbled upon?" I did. Well, he pulled that cigar out his mouth and he pats me on the back and he says, "Friend, have a lap dance." So he waves down one of the gals with the skimpy-like outfit, and she starts a-dancing about me real slow-like. And when she turned around, I could see that her shorts was too small. Like maybe she ain't gotten any new ones for a while, because these ones was a-binding and a-creeping. They was. Well, she done finished her dance and says to me, "That'll be $10. Again with the $10. And this time I was pretty sure there wasn't going to be no big orange to go along with it. It was getting on about 9:30, and I figured since it was so late and I'd done run out of $10 bills, I best be getting on. Now, I ain't never been back to that there place since, but I have done some studying. Now, what I figure is that that was a charitable type place where the men who's all rich and such come together to give them their gals, who's less fortunate and all, some of their extra money so as they can go out and buy clothes.
Do you like acid rock, progressive rock, kraut rock, out jazz, experimental music, electronica, the avant-garde, and sounds from various undergrounds? Then you should tune in, turn on, and drop by the Sonic Subversion Show with Brian Cox every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on Radio Valencia.
Hello. It's a little talky. Hello. Hello.
Smelly Kelly from Red Meat, and when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia, because they play that good roots shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the childrens.